Well, it's muddy now, but it was an ice sheet then. And this is where it happened. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. This is the spot. We'd had a winter storm come through, and I had a few cows that were about to calve, and I told several people, I know they are just waiting for that winter storm to come through to drop those calves. I just knew it. Well, I was right, at least for one of them. I checked on her the day before. She still hadn't had the calf. And so when I went out the next day to check on her, she was kind of off by herself, and I thought, well, she's probably about to have the calf. And so I went out to get the rest of the cows and lead them up to the feedlot. And when I pulled into the feedlot, there she was, laying right at the entrance to the feedlot on the ground, almost frozen to the ground. That newborn calf that this mama cow had just given birth to just a matter of hours earlier. She was a pretty little heifer calf, and she was so cold. And when I first pulled up, I thought she wasn't alive. She was barely breathing. When I got off my gator and walked over to her, she was barely breathing. So I scooped her up, put her in the back of the gator, and rushed her back to our house. And my wife made a pallet in front of the fireplace, and we began instantly to try to warm her up and get some food in her, get some colostrum in her, so she would have a fighting chance. We already had plans for this heifer. My wife and my daughter and some friends came over, and we started working. My mom, my dad came over. I mean, we went into nurse mode on this calf, and that my wife had already named the calf. As a matter of fact, she named the calf Reba because she said she's going to be a survivor. We had plans for this little heifer. We worked hard to try to pull her out of this hypothermia. And she was a fighter. She was doing her best. Ultimately, after a few hours of doing our best, we decided we would get some help. And so I loaded her up in the truck, and we headed to the vet and took her to the vet. And they did their best. And they put her on a warm IV, and they tubed her to get some stuff in her stomach. And she stayed the night there, and the next morning, she didn't make it. Sometimes we don't win the fight. Sometimes we give it everything we can and we still don't win. Proverbs 19 verse 21 would say, many are the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord's plans will prosper. I would just say to you today, don't stop trying. Just because we don't always win the fight doesn't mean we don't try. And in the moments of working so hard to save that calf, man, we developed some memories. And at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, we could look back and say, you know, we did our best. We did our best. But it was just a little too late for old Reba. And at the end of the day for us, in our fight, in our journey, in our adventure, you know what? God really does know best, and He can be trusted. He's got a perfect track record, and He can be trusted. We may not always win our battles, but in the end, we're going to win the war. Because many are the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord's plans, the Lord's counsel, will always win out in the end. Hey, I love you, and I really appreciate you for joining me today on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to drop this tailgate and have a chat. So I'm going to save you a seat right here until next time. And until then, do me a favor, click that share button right at the bottom of the screen. Help us to get the word out about not only Tailgate Talks, but more importantly, LifeWord. LifeWord is sharing the gospel of Jesus, making His name famous in places that He's not even been heard of yet around the world, where a quarter of the world's population could hear of the name of Jesus today because of a broadcast of LifeWord. So help us out by sharing the word of LifeWord today. Love you. I'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk. Until then, have a great week.